Hello and welcome back to Kitchen Curiosity. I'm your host, Radford Chancellor, and today I'm just outside Venice in a small town and the home of Castlemac, a factory that produces three brands, Icematic, Hyber and Technocrack, all around refrigeration, ice and gelato. I'm joined by Christian Sebastiani, the sales director of Castlemac, and I'm also joined by the key accounts manager. And we're going to be sitting down talking about the world of refrigeration, ice making, gelato, and we're also going to be touching on Host. Christian, thank you for inviting me to your beautiful brand new offices in Castlemac. How are you today?
How are you, Rob? Thank you to be here, by the way. It's a great pleasure to participate at this podcast. Actually, it's my first time, and I'm very excited about it. And welcome to our Castlemac world. Yep. Okay. I'm so excited to start.
Fantastic. Well, I came last night to the town, Castelfranco.
Yeah. Castelfranco, wow. Veneto.
What a beautiful town. With the castle in the middle and like lovely shops and restaurants. And so, yeah, I had a fantastic experience just walking around.
Actually, I'm telling the truth. I checked your LinkedIn yesterday.
Yeah.
Because someone was posting was clicking probably the like on your post.
Okay.
When you landed in Venice.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
so I put the wrong photo.
I guess you were so excited. And then from that time, I started to be excited as well, you know, to have you here and to be part of this Kitchen Curiosity podcast.
Well, thank you. So for the listeners, do you want to kick us off with, you know, about your career, how you got in here, your journey to now, and then your role as sales director?
Yes, I joined Ali Group in February 2022, and my background has always been very international.
Okay.
I spent 9 years living and working abroad, which helped me to understand different markets and culture. That experience was key in shaping how I work today.
Okay.
Now, as a sales director in Castlemac, I manage the commercial strategy of our three brands, Hyber, Technocrack, and Icematic.
Okay. And so previously you were doing an export role.
I actually was a funny thing because I started to work in the Caribbean.
Oh, wow.
In a small island called San Martin.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it was a funny story over there.
Yeah.
Maybe in the next podcast, I can bother you about his story. So when I was 22, wow. Start to move.
Mm-hmm.
Everything started because my family have some gelato shops here in Italy. And so I decided to move it for a sort of combination of connections. I'm moving to a small island where we create this huge gelato shop, 3,000 square meter, still existing. It's called Carousel.
Wow. And it's still there.
Run
by your family.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
fantastic. Still there. That's a nice opportunity for a 22-year-old.
Yeah. Then, you know, living in a small island where you don't have season, you start to get tired.
Yeah.
It's true. Okay.
Yeah.
And I move in Australia.
Okay.
As well, in Melbourne. Over there was a fantastic experience. Always linked with the gelato and pastry ingredients on the very beginning. And then I moved in Singapore, where I was a managing director of a branch office for equipment, for gelato and pastry equipment.
Wow.
Over there. So
really broad.
Really
broad experience.
Really. I just missed South America, probably. Yeah. Okay, but here we are right now. And then I decided to return back.
So your role as sales director,
exactly.
What does like an average week look like for you? What is a Monday and then a Tuesday and then are you on the road? Are you in the office or a mix of both? Or
my main role is to guide the commercial growth of our brands, and every day I'm in touch with our sales team, distributor and the product manager as well. I work to understand what our customer need and make sure that our product are aligned with those needs. I also collaborate with our R&D and the technical team to help shape new solution that add real value to the market. It's very funny, I'm telling you the truth, to work with R&D, especially with engineering.
Okay.
Okay, because of as a sales aspect, we don't have limit certain time, you know, of the possibility to implement a new product or to implement a new market.
Yeah, of course.
We would like to make the things happen now, but of course, you know, you need to take time. You need to understand exactly the capability and the reality of what is in your mind, what you can put on a paper.
Yeah, it's what you actually make.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's a challenge, I guess, between R&D.
Exactly.
So, I mean, what drew you into the world of refrigeration and kind of ice making, if you like?
I have always been passionate about industry where technology solves real problems. In refrigeration and ice making, we help professionals keep food safe, fresh, and high quality. Our equipment is behind the scenes, but it plays a big role in the kitchen.
Okay.
That's what makes the job so interesting. It's a practical, technical, and always evolving, you know, journey inside here in a production department, but must be reflect what a kitchen or a lab or a production department needs.
Of course. Okay. And you've got some quite unique products, which we'll get into, I suppose, like the ice flavour. So within Castlemac, there's three brands.
Exactly.
Can you just talk me briefly through each brand so that we kind of understand?
First of all, I would like to step back a little bit, if you don't mind. Today, Castlemac is a new identity.
Okay.
A key step in our evolution happened in October 2024.
Oh, okay. So really
when we moved Heber from Sedico, which is 1 hour from Castelfranco, to Castelfranco, yes, joining Tecnomac and Icematic under one roof.
Okay.
Right now we are surrounded by a new facility and a new factory. Actually, later on, I would like to show you what we have on our backyard.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Okay. I mean, these offices are very nice.
We have a new factory over there that day by day start to evolve, to increase the capacity and add a new machine, of course. That move was more than logistically. It created a true hub for cold technology. So we have a Tecnomac, which is focused on the bakery and pastry.
Yeah.
Iber specialize in the gelato, gelato refrigeration, and Icematic experts in ice production.
Okay.
Having all three brands together help us work faster, share knowledge, and provide a more complete solution to the market.
Yeah. So, Castlemac, is it a new brand, or is it an existing brand just sort of reformed, or?
Customer is an existing brand.
Okay.
It's an existing brand.
But now taking the lead of the...
Exactly. Take a new lead with another brand here. It's becoming today an important hub for the refrigeration in the Ali Group company.
And obviously it's here in its hometown. So how long has Castlemac been around?
It's more than 60 years now.
Okay, so quite long.
Quite long.
Really existing.
Exactly.
So do you want to just talk through some of the products, specific products within your portfolio? Maybe, obviously, Icematic or... Yeah.
Yes, one innovation I'm especially proud of is the Icematic flavor line.
Yeah.
And actually, the idea came from a customer in Sicily.
Okay.
Who told us about a traditional product called La Grattata. Actually, I'm quite related with the south of Italy because of my father is from south.
Okay.
Okay. Even if I lost completely all my tradition because I spend all my time here in north of Italy. Okay. And this grattata is a kind of early granita. People shave ice from a big block.
Okay.
And pour fresh juice like lemon or orange.
Oh, they
on
do
top.
This in the south of.
Exactly. They still do it. Yeah. Yeah. Nearby Massimo Theater in Palermo. Mm. You should find an historic guys over there that make la grattata or grattachecca.
Okay.
This is what they say. It's a sort of granita slush ice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Alcoholic slush puppy.
Well, you can. You can get drunk if you want. Absolutely. But usually it's not alcoholic.
Just
with fresh lemon, squeeze directly in front of you, or fresh orange juice.
Oh,
just
wow.
Squeezing directly. And so scratching this big block of ice.
That's where the flavored ice concept came from.
The idea came from there, okay? We thought when we understood about this idea, we thought, why not create a machine that make flavored ice automatically?
Yeah.
That's how the Icematic flavor line was born. The machine, this is another important thing where I'm proud. The machine is also connected to a dedicated app.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can monitor the users and choose how much ice to produce each day.
Wow, okay.
Based on how busy you are, this is a great mix of tradition, innovation, and smart technology.
Like an iPad or Android or
absolutely, it works through iOS or Android.
Wow.
Yes, actually, next to me, I have also Andrea, which is our key account manager, and Andrea is very, very involved about the app because he spent a lot of time developing this part alongside
and
with
most,
our
R&D. Most bars have a point of sale that's either an iPad or an Android or whatever, you know, something.
It's true.
Where you could just have it there.
You can download the app
on your phone or
iPad, okay, or Samsung, how you call it, you know, to don't be download it. It's very friendly user as an app. Later on, we show you, so maybe so you can bring at home a machine.
That would be popular at home. So, how many flavors can this machine make?
Basically, the limit is just your imagination.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. We have a flavor called Spritz. I don't know if you know what is the Spritz. It's a mix of, it's very, very particular during when we finish the work. Mm-hmm. Usually here, we often go to a bar and we order a Spritz with a mix with a white wine and Aperol.
Okay, like an Aperol Spritz.
Aperol, yes, exactly.
Very popular.
Or Campari, very popular,
Right.
It's quite refreshing and... you know, we take the time to chit chat and sharing. You know, it's very familiar.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people. We're not really seeing. Well, I've not seen that in the UK. I saw it in Milan Host, but I think there's a great opportunity there for that product.
You know,
interesting for bars and.
It's very interesting the Spritz Aperol, but what is very, very interesting that that particular gesture. Of ordering a spritz, giving you the possibility to sit down for a minute with your friends, your partner, and talk.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so that one is the habit, the real habit.
Yeah.
At least this is what I always bring with me, that kind of gesture, you know. We have so many flavor, like the spritz, then the cherry, strawberry. You know, actually, flavor for me means my old experience, my previous experience in the business, because I was related with ingredients company where I work before for 7 years, and of course working overseas as well. So for me, flavor and the aspect of a flavor is in my DNA.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, also the combination.
Interesting. For your ice machines, you have different types of ice that they can make, be that cubes, squares, flake, that kind of thing? There's a reason I'm asking that.
Absolutely, absolutely. we have different type of ice, of course. Otherwise, we will not be here to talk about Icematic brand. We have the Flicker, we have modular ice, we have full cube by 20 and 40 grams as well. Every single line, and the holo cube, every single line is linked to the name of fruit. Okay, for instance, the full cube line is called cherry.
Okay.
The holo line is called coco.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Then we have the modular ice machine, which is maracuya.
Right.
And the flaker is called berries.
Right.
As well.
Because I've recently done a project, I won't say where, and they were really specific about ice, about the sort of clarity of the ice, like how that was going to look. And in the end, I think we had like 4 or 5 different machines put in, because say for like whiskey, they wanted a particular
full cube of ice, clear, that fit exactly in one glass.
Exactly.
I understand the point.
And it was a real challenge, to be honest, for me, trying to find the machines. But then I really learned a lot about ice. And to be honest, till that point, I didn't really appreciate how specific it can get when you talk to people like these whiskey drinkers or, you know.
I understand.
Do you see that? As
absolutely. Actually, it was last month in Dubai, and I have a friend of mine who lives over there, which is a GM of an important group in the restaurant over there. And when we finished the dinner, I order a drink. I say, please give me, do whatever you want, you know, just give me a drink. And he bring me a drink in a small glass with a full cube of ice, completely clear, square, okay, with the brand of the restaurant written into
the
ice. I say, but no, listen, you have to tell me, Alberto, this is the name of my friend, please, you have to tell me where you find these kind of things.
Yeah.
So, and I understood there is a company over there that make by hand, okay, and with some mold specific ice. So, you know, the ice right now is not just ice, it represents an ingredient in our drink, our cocktail.
So you now basically you become like a ice spotter.
I would like, I'm telling the truth, to become, actually what I learned about the ice is when I start to work here in Castamac, because I met so many people here passionate about the Icematic brand. I met people who dedicated years to develop a machine, okay, or to understand how to create the best shape for an ice and the flavor, the app as well. So I'm very proud to be here, because for me the ice and the Icematic brand is new, but for myself, from my experience. But today I can tell you that I'm so passionate that I have so many ideas about this brand and the ice. That's I share this idea with my colleague and our R&D team. Must. Yes, I love it.
They look at you coming and think, no.
Yes. Always they're afraid. You know, when I say, guys, I have an idea. Of course, you know, they say, usually the engineering, they say, you know, oh, this is the commercial part, you know, that talk about blah, 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 you know, decide to create something without even know the difficulties about it.
Of course.
It's really nice.
So come just talk a little bit about Technomac. So that's the bakery products.
Technomac is a historic brand. Focus in the bakery.
Okay.
But there is inside Technomac something really interesting, something really important that I understood when I start to touch that brand. If you open our price list or our catalog, you will see a product plugin and a product called the roll-in blast chiller or retarder prover.
Okay,
there is that part of our price list that is completely customized.
Okay.
So we are working today, actually we just start this month, on the creation of a dedicated food industry division.
Okay.
Thanks to Technomac.
Right, okay.
It's still early, but here a little preview, you know. We are laying the foundation to build an internal team that will focus entirely on the design, consultancy, and execution of a large-scale refrigeration system, of course, for the food industry. Tecnoma is not a standard product, but require a deep technical know-how.
Okay, so quite a lot of support and...
Which we have here.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's not simply inside a price list that you can open, you can understand, but Tecnoma is really technical, okay? It's a custom engineering, must be, so we need to create a strong service and project management skills as well, okay? Because our goal is to offer not just machine, but a complete turnkey solution. It's a big step for customer, and one we are preparing carefully with same precision and passionate that define us, basically. This is what I understood with Technomac today.
Okay. And then just as we sort of finish, come to the end of this section, I've got a couple more questions for you. The ice cream brand Heber?
I'm smiling right now.
My English accent.
Because Heber is my baby.
Okay. Right, okay.
Because I started my journey in Ali Group with Heber years ago.
So, okay, and then so it's been bought here.
And then when we decided to create his new hub, Heber, as I explained before, moved here.
Which makes sense, really, doesn't it?
Because makes sense. I say always to my client when I bring them in our new facility, in our new factory, you know, this is the pure refrigeration hub of our group.
Okay.
And probably I interrupt you concern when you say about Heber, but always I smile because I start, as I say, with Heber 3 years ago, and Heber is very linked with the gelato.
Uh-huh. So display counters?
No, there's a holding cabinet.
Oh,
holding cabinet and a blast chiller.
Yeah.
As well, dedicated of the gelato world or ice cream world. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a difference.
There's a little difference
between gelato and ice cream. But because gelato is in my DNA, you know, I spend my life basically working.
It's in my son's DNA.
Really?
He loves ice cream.
He loves ice cream.
Or gelato.
I should bring you in my family shops.
Every time especially if we're in Italy, every time we walk past a gelato shop, he's... Running in.
Why we do popping and which is something, you know. So Heber for me is the gelato aspect, absolutely. Tecnoma, as I say, as also the name say techno, okay, is something very technical.
Yes, so of course.
We must to bring up the know-how, the internal know-how that we have with that brand.
To support the customers.
To support the customer. Mm. Not with a product that you just plug in and you play, with an entire solution.
Of course.
Customized for that precise production.
Yeah, and it's very technical. And
exactly, very technical.
Yeah, definitely. So this is a really good question, because obviously we've talked about R&D and obviously your relationship with them. So if you could create an ambitious project with Castlemac, what would you create? It's like a superpower or something. You could just have what you wanted.
You're right. Well, I do like to dream, but in business, unlimited doesn't exist.
Of course.
That's why we always need to balance vision with execution. Mm-hmm. At least I try. Okay. But if we take the phrase, the sky is not the limit, but just the beginning, as our mindset, then yes, I believe in aiming high with purpose.
Of course. One
ambition that I explained as well before, one ambition project we're actually working on to create of a dedicated food industry division.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's still early, but we aligned the foundation to build an internal team that will focus entirely on the design, consultancy, and execution of a large-scale refrigeration.
Yeah.
Okay. So I try to dream, but of course, I want to make the things happen.
Realistically.
Really strictly, okay? Mm. So I try to dream it with a touch of reality as well. Just because I would like to see the things happen now and not tomorrow.
Of course. So, and you're well traveled. You've been, as we said, around the world. So, can you say what your favorite food is in your traveling?
That's always our question. I've traveled a lot and experienced great food in many countries. But let's be honest, Rad. Italy has the best food in the world. Okay. If I have to choose a place that
you
really
have to say that.
Yes. If I have to choose a place that really impressed me professionally, it will be Japan.
Okay.
Especially for their culture of precision.
Yeah.
I remember being in Osaka. Mm-hmm. I will show you some picture as well later. Mm-hmm. Doing a demonstration on how to cook a caramel mm-hmm. for a mousse. I use a small copper saucepan.
Yeah.
Okay. Just because it was the right tool at that mm-hmm. moment. The next day, I saw that all the students bought the exact same copper pot. It showed me how much they value detail and replication. But as an Italian, we are different. We know how to look beyond the tool. We bring creativity, instinct, and emotion to everything we do. So, yes, I admire Japan for its discipline, but when it comes to food and passion, Italy wins every time. I'm sorry to say so.
I mean, to be honest, I think, and I'm not just saying it because I'm here in Italy, but the thing that always strikes me when I come to Italy, the more I come, the more I actually fall in love with it more. Because when you first come, it can be a bit, for us, maybe a bit, in parts of South, a bit chaotic, I suppose. But the more you come, the more you like it. And then I've noticed that all the, wherever town you go to, you always get a good meal, a good restaurant, you know, and it's great value. Like last night, I went out and had a starter and a main course, a carafe of wine, half carafe of wine, €45, and it was fantastic. You know, that is quite impressive. But I think you struggle sometimes to find that in smaller towns, in other places. I won't say where, but you know, but in Italy, I think you can.
You can enjoy a great food in a small and. Cheap place,
yeah.
Or you know, actually, where maybe the local are going over there, you know, and but you can even enjoy in a fantastic and environment, you know. At the end, the food must be the Italian food, the real Italian food. When you meet and you talk about with passionate people, at the end, I don't care where you are eating, but you care with who you are mm-hmm. and what you are eating.
Of course.
Well, that combination.
Christian, thank you. This has ended this part of the podcast. And obviously, thank you for inviting me here to your offices. It's been really insightful talking about Castle Mount, the brands within it. And obviously, we also talked about Italian food, Japanese food. So it's been fantastic. Take a break.
Thanks, Rob.
I'm going to be joined by your colleague, Andrea. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to the world of Ali, the largest and most diverse food service equipment company on the planet. With over 110 brands under the Ali Group umbrella, We serve more than 150 countries worldwide. Our brands are at the forefront of innovation, offering cutting-edge technology and ergonomic designs that keep pace with the ever-evolving market. But we're not just a global leader, we're a network of local companies working together to deliver excellence. Ali Group's unmatched expertise in food service makes us the proud exclusive sponsor of Kitchen Curiosity. To learn more, visit aligroup.com.
Kristen's going to rejoin us in a moment, but first of all, I'm going to talk to Andrea Paolin, who's the key account manager for Castlemac here in Italy. So, welcome to the show, Andrea. How are you?
Thank you, Radford. It's very great to have you here. It's an honor to talk with you, and I'm excited for this experience with Christian and you today here in Castlemac. Castlemac, for me, is basically my second wife.
Okay. So,
my experience here started in the 2013,
yeah,
when I was still at the university.
Okay.
There was a project between Castlemac and the University of Padua.
What were you doing at university? What was the...
Mechanical engineering.
Okay, right, yeah.
I took the degree and I was here to do the thesis.
Mm-hmm.
And, there was a project that we tried to bring in OST 2013, mm-hmm, the new paddle system ice maker,
okay,
with a natural refrigerant that is propane.
Right.
A lot of people are talking about propane right now because it's the main gas that we are using in the refrigeration.
Okay.
But at the very beginning, it was quite strange to use a flammable gas.
Right. To make
ice makers.
Make and ice, wow, okay.
Yeah, we try to be more eco-friendly.
Yeah.
And we bring this new machine in the OST, mm-hmm, 2013. It was quite a huge challenge, but with the close cooperation with my future colleagues, mm-hmm, paid off.
Okay.
I say future colleagues because my actual collaboration began in the 2019.
Right.
I was here with in the R&D department. We start to bring an entire range from the HFC refrigerant to the R290, that, mm-hmm, is the propane,
okay,
for the market. So,
you came from R&D.
Yeah.
You're an engineer.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
And now you're...
I play guilty. Yeah.
A key account manager.
Yes.
When did you change from engineering to...
It was more or less 6 months ago.
Wow. How has that been, that change?
I'm still brand new in the field. But
yeah.
But, I work closely with the sales department, mm-hmm, after the experience in the R&D for the main project, like changing the use the new refrigerant,
yeah,
and the developing of the application for the ice makers.
Okay,
we developed an application for managing the ice makers for the users and for the service. So this was one of the main projects that I deal with, and due to that I started working closely with the sales, and step by step I moved to what my former boss said, to the dark side.
Yeah, yeah. But imagine, like, you bringing a massive amount of experience, technical experience, into a sales environment. Which sometimes, well, salesmen are salesmen, aren't they? So it's almost like using the model of when some companies use chefs to sell equipment.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it's that kind of model. But so it's a really clever idea.
It's
good.
Quite a different approach because,
yeah,
sometimes the technician has a different approach because they are try to telling always the truth.
Of course.
In the sales,
yeah,
you have to balance it and. For me, is fun, basically fun to do this job because it's like to describe something, like talk about a song. You know, when you develop a project, when you spend a lot of time on this and talking about with someone, describe it, present, for me it's not a job, it's a pleasure.
Enjoyable, yeah.
Yeah.
So as key accounts manager, do you look after just Italy or are you international? Or?
International. I work not in Italy, not in the internal market.
Okay.
I deal with all the other regions.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yes.
So you're traveling a lot?
Yeah. Yeah.
What countries? Like, just literally everywhere?
From Asia to Europe to Middle East, South Africa.
Wow.
Whenever they need a nice maker or a blast chiller, I will be there.
Okay. Dealing with mainly distributors, is that kind of the strategy?
Yeah.
Distributors in each region?
Yeah,
and
we try to manage all the distributors and I try to collect all the information from our big clients to pass to the R&D to try to have the right products to fit the needs of the customer, or in a particular way to fit the needs of a particular market.
Okay. Well, Andrea, thank you for that introduction. Christian's going to rejoin us now. He's busy making notes, so I don't know what he's going to tell us. Christian, welcome back.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you, Andrea, to share a little bit of yourself. And an important aspect of Andrea, because actually the idea came from us, you know, one day they say, Andrea, you should move on the sales aspect, bringing your know-how, your passion. Always I say at the very beginning to Andrea, please sell your experience. So explain your client, important client actually, because he's managed a portfolio equal to 10 million today. So it's pretty important. And explain how you create that app. How did you develop that small detail? Tell a story, okay, to be more closer with your clients.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Forget about numbers. Forget about extra off. Forget about product mix at this time. But just bring that your strength point, which is the engineering aspect, the know-how. But behind the technical aspect, Andrea also has a huge passion for the ICE segment market.
So you,
and this is Andrea, good,
you
good
developed
tip.
The,
yeah.
You developed the app.
I was part involved in the developing of the, okay, the project.
And what was the vision behind that? Why did you?
The vision was to basically to give to the clients a tool in their pocket, powerful enough to feel like they have a technician with them, a nice mathematical technician with them always. And the other things was to bring the ice maker in the new century. What I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Give an ice maker that it can be smart, so we can reduce the consumptions, we can use the resources in a smart way. I mean that we want to reduce the consumption of energy, the waste of water, so we make ice makers that are more eco-friendly with natural gas, but even smart. So you can decide how many kilos of ice you want to produce, when you can manage the machine for regulating the thickness of the ice, and many, many other features for the customer. For the service, we have designed a lot of tools. So it's like to have our service department even always with you.
Mm-hmm.
This is the main focus of this project.
Are you seeing more kind of smart technologies coming into kitchens?
Absolutely. We are
in Italy or worldwide? Or
worldwide, because at the very beginning, when you present the technology to the customers, they are afraid because they think there is so much more complication. So, but after they try our technology, like the application for ice makers, but even for the refrigeration, they start asking more.
Okay.
So they understand what path we are on, what path we are working, and they accept that the technology will be friendly with them.
Yeah, I think you're right, because it's something new. People are a bit like, what?
Yeah, at the very beginning, you will be afraid of what you, the new technology. It's like when you use the old phones, and now we are using everyone iPhones or the other brands. But a smartphone is completely different. But right now, you can do everything with the smartphone. Same in the kitchen, with the technology that we have right now available, you can control your kitchen in a completely different way if you, instead of the past.
Yeah, of course. Do you see, and it leads into this question really, trends in sort of refrigeration, ice making technology, are these the key trends, or is there other trends that are coming on, do you think?
Yes, there is the growing environment consciousness among business and consumers is propelling demand for energy efficient ice maker.
Okay. Yeah.
And aiming to minimize the electricity consumption and the operational expenses.
Yeah.
The innovation allows us, the users, more control and easy when manufacturing ice for the ice makers, of course. As people seek of refreshing and chilling beverage, the needs for ice rises. Providing an attractive commercial ice makers and ice machine market growth and producers. This trend presents an opportunity for ice maker technology, but always even for the refrigeration technology, it's work as well. And with an emphasis of effectiveness and product variety, the meet of rising demands. Meeting the beverage industry's needs can lead to significant growth and possibilities.
Okay. And Christian, do you see, are they similar trends you're seeing with your customers?
We are surrounded by trends. And we need to listen. First of all, really, which is a mandatory, to listen to our client, because the majority of the idea, in my opinion, come from our client.
From the end user.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, just a small idea, as I told you at the very beginning, for the Sicilian guys, the orange, you know, or the idea that I noticed when I was traveling in Dubai, that I noticed that particular ice with a brand on top could be another next idea. To create a mold, customized mold, you know, even if we'll be, right now, Andrea, we'll look at, you're going to look on my eyes, you're going to tell me, Krista, it's all very difficult to create a mold, it's very expensive, you know, a specific mold with a brand. But the idea and the trend comes every day, every time in front of us. We need just to collect, to listen
but
to collect.
But those little things, those small touches, like the ice branding, it stuck with you. And then you might have Instagrammed it or Facebook or whatever, and then it's free marketing.
I'm telling the truth, Rad. When I noticed that ice with a brand.
Yeah.
Actually, the name of the restaurant is called Alaya. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's in Dubai. I say, I want it. I want to do the same thing. You can imagine today if I'm going to tell to the market, listen, do you have a restaurant? Yes. What is the name of the restaurant? My name of my restaurant is Da Mario, which is typically Italian. Can you imagine if I'm going to write the name of the restaurant on top of your eyes?
Yeah.
They will like to do it. So the worst scenario is to go to the R&D today and to tell him, listen, I would like to have something like this. This is the new trend. Could be a trend. We need to listen always carefully. But then I'm very conscious about listening because, as I told you, my first experience was in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Coming from a family, a second generation for gelato maker, okay, and I'm really good to make gelato. I'm telling you the truth. I'm really, really good. I swear. Even the people that are listening to me, if they know me, they know.
Okay.
That I'm really good on it, okay? Not just copy and paste recipe, but I can make straight away a recipe in front of you.
With next what time we have. I'm bringing my son, we're going to go.
Please, absolutely, okay? or if you have a small machine, I can send you some idea. Okay. But anyway, for the ice, you know, the having a name on top of the ice, square, clear, cube, could be a new trend that you're going to launch. Definitely. Then, of course, we, in terms of technical engineering, it's so difficult because we are talking about a mold. We're talking about an important investment. Mm. So it's.
Now, when, at the weekend, I was at Harrods. I'm sure you know Harrods, world famous shop store.
Yeah.
And they've got a Prada cafe just outside. It's just like outside. And then they bring the coffee on the... I mean, I know it's easier with coffee because obviously they just little print. They have the Prada logo and thingy on the top.
On the top of the cappuccino, for example.
I know it's easy because obviously, but it's so that you remember.
You know that actually, in my opinion, that idea come from Southeast Asia.
Okay.
Because in 2014, I was in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a shop, famous coffee shop over there in Singapore, making the kind of cappuccino with the logo
on the top.
On the top. I still remember the very beginning. There was a queue when they opened the store, because the idea was to take in a picture of yourself or with you, your with partner, your friend, and having the picture on your cappuccino.
Oh, wow.
You understand? Just immediately, you know? I'm going to take a picture and going to put a picture on top of your cappuccino.
Wow.
It's a crazy idea. Then I don't know if this shop exists. Still exists. I have no idea, but was a sort of trend, a short trend. Yeah. The other point is to create a trend that is consistency.
Of course.
That one is the difficult things, because to create a trend, you need to do some investment. You need to, beside the idea, you need to move a certain energy. So you need to be sure that one will be consistent for several time. Mm-hmm. You know. And this is what we are doing with the ice flavor machine as well, to create a trend.
It's consistent.
So we're still listening to all the tips that arrive from our clients for the flavor, of course.
Yeah, of course. So just going back to Castlemac and sustainability, you know, we talked about energy reduction. How are you addressing sustainability, and is it something you're hearing a lot about? Mm-hmm. You touched on refrigerants and things like that.
Yes, we use the tools and the technology that are available right now to improve our equipment, mm-hmm. our products, and lucky for us, we are in the new building that is eco-friendly too, with a solar panel and so on. So it's like a system, you know, with a new building, the pushing for new products is something that everyone here in Castlemac are working to have, to developing something new to bring in the market, but with the touch of the eco-friendly feeling.
Are customers driving that sustainability, or is that... It's also a philosophy, I guess, for you.
Yeah, but even the customer are sharing this feeling.
Right, okay. Because of the energy prices, is that where it started, or do you think... I mean, it's been around a long time, I know, but...
But the energy price is rising, so the having products that are reduced, are more efficient and reduce the consume are a target for us, because we can bring something that people appreciate.
So, obviously, you were in R&D before, and Christian would come with some...
Was on the road.
Fantastic ideas. How do you balance in R&D between sort of the technical need and then the creative part of a new product? You know, how... Because I guess, like you said, the sky's the limit, but how do you balance that? And
it's not an easy process, of course, because we have to deal with two souls, the sales soul and the technician soul.
Okay.
in this moment, I have two souls in my yeah, in my heart.
You cross the dark side.
Yeah. So, but we always have in mind very clear our history and our brand.
Mm-hmm.
Brands, you can really know that we are where we are going until you know where you have been.
Okay.
And this is our mindset. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, the feedbacks from our customer is the key. So the mix of these three key points will be the foundation on the every project. And it was where we start with the flavor system, for example.
Okay. So it's sort of balancing between the need and then
yes.
what's possible. And
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
A difficult...
It is always difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's a lot of pushing from the commercial side.
Yeah.
Even and from the clients. But... customer as something that I found here in my very at the very beginning with my first experience, these dynamics in the idea in the developing. Normally, even our R&D sometimes is pushing more than the sales.
Okay, so put a few fun questions in, and then if you're okay, maybe we could just talk a little bit about Host Milan, if that's all right, because I know it's coming up next in October, but for people that haven't been, maybe we have just have a discussion about that. So open to either of you, but if you could design a futuristic refrigeration unit, what would it be?
It would be something that now that I am in the dark side, I understand that for the new ideas, before bring new ideas on the market, I have always to deal with my ex-colleagues before put them in trouble.
Yeah. Do you see robotics coming with a little bit, yeah. or you're using it already in your factory, I guess?
I think, Red, that unfortunately, we are, especially the new generation, mm-hmm. we are a little bit lazy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the truth. Even myself, for a certain time, you know, we want to have the answer, an immediate answer when yeah. we are looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just pressing a button or asking to ChatGPT mm-hmm. to give us an idea. So we have to be careful because we will be a little bit boring. Just because we want to have something immediately.
And the risk is that we lose our creativity.
I will... No, it's impossible.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
no.
Is that fair?
We will... Using the AI.
Yeah.
AI is... we are... Maybe we are losing our creativity. So we prefer to have the idea for us. From us.
Yeah, not from AI.
Yeah.
I heard that if we just talk about AI, that I was talking to someone the weekend who specializes in production of AI, and that at the moment it's programmed to almost please us, so it will give us what it thinks we want. So it maybe isn't the right answer, and also a percentage of it is maybe not factually correct.
Yeah, yeah, right.
you know, Andrea, that everything that is surrounded by the world automatically, it give us an imminent feedback of relaxing.
Yeah.
Okay. Even when you drive a car, no? You say, okay, listen, it's automatic, and stop automatically. Okay. You say, okay, I can be distractive. I can do something else, even if, don't do it, please, if you're listening at home, okay. Always drive safe, but everything that is automatically, in my opinion, could be a trend, but depend where we are with the automatically world today, because talking about even the once again the Icematic brand, you can settle the quantity of ice that you would like to have during the week.
Yeah.
So automatically you will have the needs, the ice, the quantity of ice that you are using, basically. so it's automatically. Or in the refrigeration, we have, of course, an automatic system that is reading how many times you open, you close the door.
Okay.
To understand how you're going to use your refrigeration, your holding cabinet. So automatically I'm gonna, the system decide when to defrost the evaporator.
Okay.
For to link two things, the automatically of a process and energy saving as well.
Of course, of course. I guess as well, just taking pressure off us.
It is.
Making, yeah, with skills shortage and that sort of thing. So you're going to be at Host Milan, which is in
October. Correct.
The biggest food service equipment exhibition in Europe, if not one of the largest in the world. Can you tell us, can you give us any secrets without giving away too much of competition?
When are you planning to post this podcast?
Yes.
After exhibition or before the
exhibition? Before
exhibition. So no secret. No secret, my friend. No, just kidding. There are no secret, basically. Now, my intention is probably... before I give you an idea, is to bring the client inside a product.
Okay.
How? Really? Put inside a product.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the truth. So, the idea that come up through Tecnomac in order to elaborate the food division, food industry division, was really to create a product where we can bring inside the client and we can talk about the needs of the client, okay, showing him our strength in the product.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my idea. It's probably so difficult to describe, but it's very clear in my mind. So you know,
as almost going to create a big product,
a big product, big tunnel. You know, a tunnel that we use for blast chilling with a trolley. Put inside a sort of office, a technical office, technical department with a commercial and a technical teams that you can get inside and you can ask directly what you need for your lab, for your kitchen, for your industry.
I look forward to seeing that.
The idea is I guess is fine, is nice, okay, and hopefully that the message will be clear as well.
Of course,
I imagine, you know, the combination is that. Then of course we will have Tecnomac as a brand and Icematic. Iber, we will not participate, okay, just because the strength point of Iber is in the gelato field.
So you're more specific.
Exactly. Host Milan is more in the Horeca, say, business. CIGEP, which is in January, is another important exhibition in Rimini, is very focused for the gelato.
Okay,
so we'll be there, exactly, with some novelty that we are working on it as well.
So, Andrea, for someone that's not been to Host, because, I mean, the first time I went there, I was a bit like, wow, this is huge. Any tips, like, how you should approach it or, you know, because it is ginormous, isn't it?
You have to approach to Host like a complete open mind, because you're going to find a solution that... you cannot imagine if you are not inside this field, and for all the other person that won't join to this the Horeca world, I strongly suggest to do it, because for a technician for who took a degree in engineering or in the technology in general, I suggest to join it, because they will find a lot of application and a lot of room for new ideas.
Yeah.
Because the purpose of the purpose of the of Castelmac, but all the Ali factories, is giving solution to the customer of the Horeca world. this is the our main purpose.
Yeah, definitely. It's a fantastic show. And I think now we're seeing more and more people from all over the world. I mean, obviously, you always see lots of people, but I'm seeing more people from the UK going there as well. Yeah, it's great. So just as we kind of wrap up the podcast, is there any advice that you'd give to customers or clients about, you know, refrigeration or ice, or is there any tips you can maybe give them to help their business?
I always say to my client, choose the right product where you have someone that can explain what is selling. Explain means not just a refrigeration or not just a nice machine with a price, but just explain. Start to explain what we have. Start to bring the technology. Of course, we don't have to talk about an engineering words, okay? Yeah. But just simply explain for what reason we have that sensor, for what reason we decide to have that display, for what reason we have that kind of tray. You know, explain. Because I'm talking about the final users. It's becoming more conscious about the product and more conscious of knowledge of the product. So be ready. We have to be ready.
Yeah.
I'm telling this also to all my colleagues, also to myself. Be to understand perfectly what you are proposing to the client and for what reason.
Yeah.
Don't just limit yourself to a simple catalog or simple price list with a product.
Yeah.
Just because it's written blast chiller or ice machine.
Yeah, so really understand.
This is what I suggest to my colleague, to myself, and also to our client and the users.
Yeah, good advice.
There is much more behind a pretty picture and a price list. There is
of
much
course.
More.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, especially for us, Red, that we are not selling a cheap product.
No.
I'm telling the truth, is absolutely not. It's not our business. No, actually, no.
A premium product.
I never work with company that's selling a cheap product.
Yeah.
Actually, I was always struggling, especially at the very beginning of my career, working with company expensive product, you know, but maybe with a brand where in that particular area, they don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
You know? So you need to explain exactly what there is inside that product. As I say to Andrea, please bring your passion, bring your story, how you develop that app, how you develop that particular details that still exist in the machine. There is your signature over there. So transfer this message to your client. Tell them to become more conscious and transfer your passion about it. That one is a must, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is a must. Actually, I prefer hiring people that don't even know what is a refrigeration, they don't even know what is a nice machine, just because they will be open-minded, in my opinion, to absorb what we have and what the culture of our company.
Definitely. Well, some great advice there. Thank you, Christian. And thank you as well, Andreas, for joining the podcast and giving us your insight into your products, your careers, a little bit about Host Milan. So we're going to be there as well. So hopefully you'll come back on the show, Christian.
I will. Absolutely, Rad. And actually, thanks to you. And the name of this podcast, I was thinking about yesterday night. You talked about, you call it kitchen curiosity.
Yeah.
And I say to myself, I am a curious person. We are every day.
Definitely.
Curiosity means hungriness.
Yeah.
So, you know, hungriness means achieve, okay, of something. So it's the perfect name. Perfect person that I have in front of me to transfer those idea of the food industry. So thank you.
That's very kind of you. Thank you. The kindest compliment I've had on a podcast, actually. So I'm a bit bowled over. Well, anyway, thanks, guys, and thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to bring you right now in our new factory, okay?
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed the podcast today. If you've got a moment, please subscribe and leave us a review. Any questions for my guests or any subjects you want me to cover throughout this year, please email me at radford@kitchencuriosity.co.uk. I've been your host, Radford Chancellor, and you've been listening to Kitchen Curiosity.
Kitchen Curiosity is written and hosted by Radford Chancellor and is edited and produced by Tom Anderson. Kitchen Curiosity is exclusively sponsored by Ali Group and is a Sound Rebel production.